Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, I got so excited about just seeing, understanding, even though in the midst of great tragedy, realize God has a plan. We've got to hear what God is doing. And understand this, that it doesn't all of a sudden just go, okay, here's a full plan. He begins to speak about it way before it's released to be able to get our faith locked into it, because we have a free will. Every man has a free will. A free will is so important to understand because, you know, in it, I mean, think about it. Just think about it. Free will means God's not going to make you do anything. You're going to have to intentionally choose to do something. I mean, just think about it. It's just so important because so many people are blaming their life on other folks. They're just blaming their life, you know, on other folks and how things turned out or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, but this is the way it works. And it's really, if you watch, just watch, back up a little bit and quit listening to all the false narratives out there. And, you know, and just ask yourself this question, you know, isn't it interesting? Even evil folks, good folks, everybody has to get enough people to buy into what they're saying. You have to get the buy-in. What that really means is they have to convince enough people to utilize their free will to make a choice to say, this is the way we're going to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, men have free will. God doesn't force us, and Satan can't even push us. He can only deceive us to get us to buy in. And think about it. If he could just force you to do it, you would just do it. But he has to actually get you to exercise your free will to choose to destroy yourself.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
There's much deception right now being promulgated today. I mean, just much of it. And all for the purpose of deceiving a majority of people, or at least enough people, to buy into evil, to buy into good, to buy into do wrong. You can't sit back and say, life's just happening to me. You can't just say that, because God's given you a free will, and you can't say, oh, well, that's just beyond their control or whatever. No, they have a free will, and they chose that in their life. Life's full of choices. Hmm. I mean, think about it. The laws that are being passed today by somebody choosing to pass a bill and ask their congressman or woman to be able to pass a bill, they make it a law. Those are a whole bunch of choices that everybody exercised their free will. For example, one politician would say, you know, I don't care what my constituents would say. I'm just going to use my free will, and I'm going to go with this because I'll benefit off it, maybe financially or something. Or someone else will say, you know, I'm going to exercise my free will to operate my office the way constitutionally supposed to be, and I will operate in the context of the majority of my constituents. But that, all of that's free will. Mm-hmm. You were free will when you voted for him or her. It's free will for them to be able to go. That's why you sit here and you talk to somebody today and you vote for them, for example, but then they go to Congress, go to Washington, D.C., and they change their will. They go there and they say, you know, I bought into the new vision they have for me. I need to play ball or something, they say. Or you think about this, Supreme Court decisions. I mean, we think collectively too much. You have to understand, God's not going to collectively judge us. He's going to individually judge us one by one. That is an enemy lie to you, to think that this is a collective thing. Collectivism is more so what the devil tries to get everybody convinced to do, and you just got to go with the crowd. But the Supreme Court judges, the individually, they alone exercise their free will, whether being, you know, threatened by someone or not, I don't know. But at the end, everybody has to wait and find out what the free will of that judge is going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have 12 jury members, and everybody's leaning forward, finding out how are they going to exercise their free will against this potential defendant over here who has a free will, who maybe chose his free will or her free will to commit a crime or maybe didn't. Then you have a judge that's going to exercise their free will based on how they're going to respond to things. And then you have media who's looking at this trial, and they're going to exercise their free will and how they report. I mean, that all of that, everybody has an individual free will to be able to respond to what's going on. Think about this. Pastors preach messages of truth in hopes that their congregation will use their free will individually, because every one of them has to make an individual decision, even a couple and a family. I mean, you may have a son who chooses to follow God and exercise their free will, but the rest of the family doesn't. Mm-hmm. So everyone in there, he's preaching the truth in hopes that these folks will exercise their free will to be able to follow God. Or marriages. Think about marriages. I mean, you can have a marriage where you, yourself, your spouse, you know, you're living your life for God. You used your free will to say, you know what, I'm going to follow God, have a godly marriage. But your other spouse, whoever that is, him or her, that they have a free will. You cannot force them You know, you're not forcing them. You can't force. They have to choose. What are they going to do with their free will? You can't blame your difficult marriage on your spouse. You got to say, you know what? What am I doing with my free will? What am I doing in exercising that? Think about Adam and Eve. I mean, here God created the earth and created man and put them in a garden and said, you have total rule over all these different things. And he says, but don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he did not fence it off. He didn't cuff their hands. He didn't control them. He just sat back and saw, how are you going to exercise your free will? That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And they exercised their free will to do what God said don't do. God is not controlling you. God is sending messengers to you saying, how I long to gather you under my wings, like a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you weren't willing. He's talking about the will. We have a will. God's waiting for you to say, yes, I will follow you. Yes, I will make you the Lord of my life. And think about this. God himself gave his son, Jesus Christ, to walk a sinless life, to die on a cross, to pay the price for all men's sins. But he's still waiting to see what choice you're going to make. Well, think about that. Are you going to choose to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? You can't hang around Christians and be one. You can't show up at some building they call the church when you yourself are supposed to be the church. You got to actually make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Life is full of choices. You know, the narrative or the statement or the slogan, you know, pro-choice has been stolen, you know, by so many folks out there. Because when you see pro-choice, people think that means you can kill your child or not kill your child. But the truth is, God is pro-choice. He's waiting to see what choice you're going to make. I mean, he sends prophets. He has signs in the heavens and signs in the moon and prophetic words and dreams and visions. And why is all that? He's trying to influence you in the context of your free will. Will you exercise your free will and make me the Lord of your life? And then will you walk with me on a day-to-day basis and let me make my manifold wisdom known to the heavenly realm through you? He's waiting for the church in the world and the church of America to say, you know what? What choice are you going to make? I gave you a free will. It's not a political party. It's not a denomination. It's not a religion. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in the fullness of what he said. Think about it. Just like the Garden of Eden, where God is sitting back and seeing what decision that they're going to make. Are they going to continue to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Are they going to say, you know what? I'm going to begin to eat from the tree of life. I'm going to eat of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ. I'm going to eat his word. I'm going to follow his word. I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. That's my choice from here on out. I'm all yours, and I'll do what you want me to do because I chose to make you the Lord of my life. And it's an everyday choice. Every day you use your will to steer it in the direction of God. Where are you going to use your free will? Find out where you can meet Jesus Christ, meet the Father God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Maybe that's your choice today. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.